Raise your hand if you have ever felt the need to be liked, been frustrated that you don't feel like you are accepted for who you are, and then that leads you to even continue to seek other people's approval. I often tell my coaching clients this one thing because it impacted me when I heard it. It's okay to want to be liked. But where the issue or tension point comes in is when we feel the need to be liked. When that person doesn't like us, we get frustrated. We want to prove our point. Makes us feel uncomfortable. I've also been talking a lot about this with my clients of where does this approval seeking come from? So if you have had that need to be liked, been frustrated, feeling like, why do I feel like I need their approval? Or you are stuck in this continuous cycle with friends and family of dismissing your own needs because you want to make sure that everybody else around you is happy while you are slowly becoming a shell of who you are or who you once were. Today's episode is coming from the perspective of attachment styles. I could have gone a couple different ways as far as seeking people's approval, the need to be liked, but I think that sometimes it's important for us to understand particular styles of the way we attach ourselves to people, how we view them. Some of it comes from childhood, but other times we learn it as we become adults, and it's very dependent on how we are in our relationship with God as well. Do we have a secure attachment with God? But two things before we go, and I think it's important, is if you are wanting to take the next step, there are two ways that I can walk through this process with you. One is through my self-paced course called Untangle Your Thoughts. I created this course to take you through very particular steps in healing, in growth, especially in relationship with God, yourself, other people. I talk about boundaries. I talk about forgiveness, but I also talk about what does it look like to be free, really, from shame and guilt. And I think definitions are so important. The other way that I can come alongside you is through my one-on-one mental health coaching. Being a mental health coach and trauma-informed coach, it's so important for me when I come alongside my clients to help them see who they really are, because it's been layered and layered and layered with pain. I recognize that some of their biggest breakthroughs have come from breaking it down. If you are in a season, a time where you are just feeling frustrated, angry, upset all the time, feeling like you're on edge, then I highly recommend you working with me one-on-one, or more of your pace if you want to do it on your own, is getting my course, Untangle Your Thoughts. You can go to jessicahoddle.com for more information on that, or just wherever you're listening, go to the show notes and click the link below so that you can just go right to it. Now, are you ready for today's episode? Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I noticed my need for approval was really through men. That is where so much of my approval was for most of my life up until I met my husband. So 26, 27 years, and even entering into my relationship with my now husband, where I had jealousy issues and shame and guilt and just the need for control because my inner world was out of control. But when it came to men, I would be whatever they needed me to be. So if the clothes, the music, now they didn't necessarily tell me to do these things, but I wanted to be somebody that they approved of. So if they listened to this music, well, I wanted to listen to this music. And if they kind of maybe dressed a certain way, then I would kind of dress maybe a certain way. And so I became kind of this chameleon. And I was never fully myself. I just started to become basically whatever somebody needed me to be. And now looking back, I can see just that girl, that version of me, that was in so much pain. And she just wanted somebody to see her for who she was. But she was afraid that if she actually showed up as who she was and what she liked, then nobody would like her. Nobody would love her. So let's talk about why we crave this. Why do we want approval in the first place? I think some of it, even if we're looking at it from a clinical perspective, right, it goes back to our brains and how our emotional systems have been wired. I can look back on my own story of men and dating and think about how unpresent my dad was in our lives during that time. And so we're meant to connect, to interact with people. We're looking for people that see us and that we can become safe with. So God created us to be in community with other people. So it makes sense why we care about how others perceive us. Now, I think it's important to say, yes, there are people that their opinions should come a little bit heavier, right? Like I should care about my husband's perspective of me and my approval. Like, how does he look at me? Like, that should matter to me. Now, somebody at the grocery store, I don't need them to like me, right? So yes, there are layers, sis. I'm not saying that we never, ever desire that. But again, it goes back to needing to be liked and liking to be liked. Okay, let me digress from that particular way of thinking. So when we're young, we are really dependent on others, right? Especially our caregivers and our caregivers to meet our physical and emotional needs. If we receive that consistent love and affirmation from them, then we will feel secure in ourselves. And that's where this secure attachment style comes from. But if those needs are not met consistently, there is going to be things that make us feel uncertain about ourselves, whether we're valued, whether we have worth, whether there is going to be care coming. You know, if you were a baby and you were crying all the time, a caregiver will come and help you calm your nervous system and say, okay, it's okay. Somebody is here for you. But if you were left to be just crying out, there is no regulation of emotion there. Therefore, us as babies, we don't know when that next point of care is. And that can cause a very anxious or, you know, just depending on how you were raised, avoidant attachment style. So anxious attachment often leads us to seek those constant reassurances and approval because we're unsure if we're truly loved or valued. And now I was actually just working through this with one of my coaching clients where we were talking about this anxious attachment and her need to be approved because so much of her love was an exchange. It was an exchange by somebody. Therefore, she was afraid if she stopped showing up with this person in a particular way, then would this person talk to her? Would this person love her the same? And we can tell that a lot of what is driving this relationship isn't necessarily a true bond because she loves this person, but because what's driving her is the anxious feelings of, if I don't do this, then I might not be loved. And if this is something that you're relating to, please go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. Book your free 20-minute consultation with me so that we can work through this together as well. Stop putting your mental health on the back burner. I am not here to tell you to pray more, to do more. We're actually just going to break it down so that you can have your breakthrough. Another attachment style is avoidant, and that can push us to seek approval indirectly. So as we distance ourselves from others, but we still kind of crave that validation to feel worthy. So it's kind of like we want to be in the relationship, but we don't. So at the same time, we're craving distance, but we're craving validation. Like, I want you to validate me, but I'm scared to get close. If we look at this from a biblical perspective, we know we're meant to live for God's approval and not human. Galatians 1:10. But because of our fallen nature, we often lose sight of this. And the opinions of others just really start to rise. We see people like Peter in the Bible, and despite his close relationship with Jesus, still struggling that wanting to fit in, gain the approval of others. We also see other disciples kind of saying, who's going to be best? And so you see this rivalry of approval and wanting to be the best, and kind of like, I'm going to be the best because that means I'm loved the most. And so sometimes we kind of get into our heads and we start doing things, right? So even though we see all these people walking with Jesus, we kind of are recognized that this is a human struggle, even for people with strong faith. I think it's hard to let go of this approval seeking because it has become so deeply ingrained and wired, almost like it's an automatic reaction, which is why when I'm working with my one-on-one coaching clients, I always try to tell them it takes time to move in a new direction, but we have to start implementing processes so that as we're renewing our mind, our body is following suit. So on a subconscious level, our brain is wired to avoid rejection and seek social belonging. So we'll do anything, we'll say anything to not be rejected because we want to belong and feel like we belong somewhere. Approval seeking can activate the brain's reward system, releasing dopamine, and that can reinforce the behavior. In coaching sessions with my clients, they know that we are always challenging core beliefs because we have to get back to the root. What is driving me to show up in this relationship? What belief is keeping me here? Is it because I'm afraid I'm not going to be loved? Or is it because I know I'm already loved? These different beliefs can keep us either feeling free and secure in the relationship or feeling avoidant and anxious. So for instance, if you grew up in an environment where praise was only given when you succeeded and acted a certain way, you might believe that approval is something you have to earn. If we look at it from a biblical perspective, we know that the Bible teaches a different reality. And this comes back to our identity and how secure we feel in Christ. Ephesians 1:4 reminds us that God chose us before the foundation of the world, and our value is not based on human opinion. So breaking free, I know, is not going to be easy. And that's why, as I was just saying, Paul talks about in Romans 12:2, we need to renew our minds. So how can we start this process? I think a couple of things. Yes, it's, where is my relationship with God? Am I kind of making him in my own image? This is important. We know that we've made God in our own image if he agrees with us all the time. Like, if he is okay with everything that you're doing, if he agrees with everything that you're saying, then you have made God in your own image. So where's our relationship with God? Do I feel secure with him? Because if we don't feel secure with our Savior, with our Father, it's going to be hard to feel secure in other relationships. And this is something that grows over time. I get that. I'm not saying that you're never going to not have secure attachment, but a lot of this comes from our relationship with God. The next thing is we have to start challenging these core beliefs. Why do I feel the need for other people's approval? Where did this come from? Are you thinking to yourself, I'm only valuable unless others like me, or my worth depends on what people think of me? This is really where mental health coaching, trauma-informed coaching can step in, because I can come alongside you and help you identify these beliefs that maybe you didn't know that you had. Psalm 139:14 reminds us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do we believe this? I know you might know it, but do you believe it? Another big thing that I work on with my one-on-one coaching clients, and I do talk about this in my Untangle Your Thoughts course, is setting boundaries and managing expectation. This is huge. If we're going to break free from the approval, we have to learn to set boundaries, knowing our limits. If you have more of an anxious attachment style, you may struggle with saying no because you are afraid of losing that connection or the approval. But when we learn how to set healthy boundaries, we can still affirm relationships, because remember, I talk about boundaries a lot here on the podcast. So scroll through, listen to these boundaries, because boundaries is not about keeping people out of your life. It's not. It's how can we continue to create a healthy relationship together, even if there's firm boundaries? This can really prevent us from seeking that validation. We're kind of putting an end to it. And the coaching client that I was talking about earlier, of her working through this anxious attachment, she was realizing that it was hard to set boundaries with this particular person because of that fear of losing connection. But in the same time, she was telling me that it really wasn't love anyways. And she's been so exhausted trying to keep up with this approval. And so we're working together, and I see this growth in her to put up these boundaries, knowing that no matter what happens on the other end, she is still loved. So again, we want to think about, where is our relationship with God? Are we angry, frustrated, all the things? Managing boundaries, expectations, setting them. And number three, we want to start challenging our core beliefs. We have to understand that this is not an overnight transformation, but it can happen and start today. It really can. Some of these beliefs, I know that you have probably carried your entire life, and it's going to feel hard. You're going to live in a lot of tension of the new versus the old. But so much of this comes from examining the root of our need for approval, replacing those unhealthy patterns with new, healthier ones, as we, from a biblical standpoint, renew our minds and knowing our value in God, not just believing, but knowing. You're not alone, and you don't have to do this alone. God is gracious and he's patient with us. And we really, truly have to remember that his approval is all that we need. If this episode encouraged you, please share it with somebody else. But more importantly, if you feel stuck, if you feel tired and exhausted, go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching and book your free consultation today. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.